If You Could Only Hear What I'm Doing. By Olivia Ostergaard. Something happened the other day I just have to share, and no, you'll laugh as much as I did. Having cats, we've blocked the kitchen entrance to their food. Retired guide dog Fenway occasionally noses through, grabbing a snack. About a week ago, our boarder Phil nailed him in the kitchen. "Oh no you don't," he said, catching him in the act. "What's going on?" I asked, startled. "Livy, you wouldn't believe it. Fenway's smart," Phil said, cracking up. "You should see him crawling on his front paws to get to the cat food. He's not making a sound. I'm telling you, he's smart. You've got to be kidding," I exclaimed, catapulting up from my chair near the table. Phil continued. "He knows when the bells on his collar are ringing. You can hear him. Obviously, he's doing the creep crawl, so you won't hear them." "Get up here, you stinker," I demanded, pointing to the couch. He obliged, with his usual grunt. "You stay. You know better, mister. You should see his face. He knows he's been busted." Phil chortled. I burst out laughing. I shared this incident with my classmate Christy. Wesley does that too. Fenway may be retired, but I'm still mom, and always will be forever.